The cyclone, still raving, was clawing at the access plate. Tearing his claw points, he was actually cutting into the hard metal to make a circle and remove the core. It was quieter outside. Dwight's voice came out of the mine radio at his belt.
10 seconds to withdraw!
Johnny knew he was late. The wires were still humming. Johnny made himself concentrate. He still had a job to do. He could feel his heart revving up. He got a hand under Sir Robert's armpit and dragged him through the slush. He got to the console. He knew it had a bomb in it he would have to disarm fast. But he tucked Sir Robert in close to the console so the dome coming down would not amputate his arms or legs. He glanced at the console. The switch was in the up position. It would have to be in the down position when next this was fired. He wished he had time to tell somebody. He fumbled for his remote control box. There was broken glass in his pouch. His arm felt like it was on fire. That broken glass was the serum ampoule. He had no serum. The remote shook. No, it was his hand shaking. He threw the switch and swung the crane. No, he had to turn off the armor curtain first. He was getting flashes of blackness. His heart was beating faster and faster. The armor curtain. He crawled to the bus bar and got it off. Back at the console, he looked up at the dome. He operated the remote, positioning the dome exactly above them so it would come down correctly. He threw the switch to lower it. It was coming down too slowly. The cables must be stiff. He could not help that. He got a hatchet out of his belt for the cables. He would have to be ready to hack them off the instant the humming stopped. Johnny lost track of time. He could still hear the humming of the wires. He looked toward Turl over on the platform. The monster seemed to have succeeded in opening the access plate. He was handling the bomb with great care, extracting the heavy metal core. Suddenly, Johnny knew what Turl was going to do. He would throw that core at him. It would travel like a bullet. It could go straight through him. Abruptly, Johnny saw something else. Brown Limper. He was rushing forward with a Thompson submachine gun in his hands. He had gone through where the armor curtain had been at the far end of the platform. He was trying to get so close to Johnny, he couldn't miss. The dome was not yet down. Turl had the core in his paw now. He was going to throw it at Johnny. It was quieter. There was only smoke and falling snow and the creak of the cables lowering the dome. Johnny pointed at Brown Limper.
Turl! He's going to shoot!
He shouted. Turl spun around and saw Brown Limper. He saw him raising the Thompson to aim it. One shot at this moment would shatter the firing. Turl threw. He threw with all his strength. The core hit Brown Limper in the side. It ripped through and hit his spine. The Thompson clattered to the ground. Brown Limper fell in a jerking tangle of arms and legs, screaming,
"Damn you, Tyler! Damn you!"
He lay still. The wires were still humming. Turl yelled at Johnny,
"I still win, Red Brain!"
He knew better than to move now.